Everything we've discussed about creating momentum, making strategic shifts, and moving towards your next level of success, well, these are some simple steps that I've honed over time that you can follow to take yourself to the next phase of growth in business. Remember, the key to momentum isn't just in the planning, but in the doing. Take these insights, apply them to your business, and start moving towards the growth that is waiting for you. Hi, welcome to the Connect with Sheila Botello podcast. I'm an entrepreneur, self-care strategist, and creator of the Season Self-Care app. I'm committed to helping you reconnect to your purpose, elevate your well-being, and build your version of a happy, successful life. You're listening to a Monday minisode where I share an insight designed to help you live into what lights you up this week. If you caught episode 371, you'll know that we explored the reasons why you may be feeling stuck in your business. Now, once you identify the key things that have been slowing you down, you may be feeling a sense of freedom and optimism about what is possible. So often on my journey, I've found a sense of calm in naming the thing that seems so daunting. And now that you've figured it out, it's time to step into your vision by getting started with the next piece of your action plan. So if you're ready, let's do it. First, we're going to look at one thing, and that is, what are you offering? It's the cornerstone of your business, after all. Ask yourself, is your product or service truly meeting the needs of your audience? Or perhaps more importantly, is it presented in a way that resonates with them? Here is where we need to consider three crucial steps. Number one is evaluate and refine. Take a hard look at your offerings, gather feedback from your clients, from your peers, and use it to refine what you're putting out there. This could mean enhancing your product features or tweaking your services to better solve your customers' problems. Next, simplify your impact. So in a world where less is more, simplifying your offering can make it even more potent. So focus on what truly makes a difference for your clients and cut the fluff. And this really means taking a look at your value proposition, right? That thing that you're offering, and really clarify it and make it more compelling. The next thing, and third thing, is to innovate and expand. Consider whether there's room to expand or pivot. And this doesn't mean complicating things. What it means is finding new angles or untapped markets that align with your core expertise. So that is the first place to start. Evaluate and refine your offers, simplify for impact, and innovate and expand. But knowing what you're offering is only half the battle. The real magic happens when you connect that offering with the right people. So this involves asking the question, who do you need to connect with? This is a little more strategic because it involves you finding who your most aligned client is. You may have heard of this as like an avatar or client profile, and all it really means is this. Who are you best positioned to serve? Or what type of person do you feel lit up about working with? It's that simple because that is where the magic is. You light up and it magnifies the people you're meant to be working with. So figuring out where they hang out and how to reach them is really where the work begins. So here are some steps to make those connections happen. One, define your person. Get crystal clear on who you're serving. Create a detailed customer list that includes details that's not just demographic information, but what their challenges are, their desires, and where they spend their time online. Number two, tap into networks. Leveraging existing networks, both online and offline, to reach your audience could mean joining a specific LinkedIn group, attending industry conferences, or collaborating with influencers who share your audience. Three, leverage strategic partnerships. I love this one so much. Partnering with businesses or individuals that complement your offering can be a game changer. This opens up your business to new audience and adds value to your existing clients. Now with a clear understanding of what your offering is and who it's for, it's time to distill this down into a two-step action plan that focuses on high-value actions. And this is where so many people struggle. I have struggled with this in the past as well because there's so many voices telling us what to do, telling us all the options of how we can do it, and we find ourselves running in circles at times and not really getting traction on this new idea. So I'm going to distill it down to two steps to keep it simple that you can always return to and refine as you go. So your two-step action plan is all about focus and integration, and here is how to break it down. Step one, offering clarity. Simplify your offering for more potency. Focus on refining and possibly expanding your products and services based on customer feedback and market demand. And step two, targeted connection. Directly connect with the people who need what you're offering, implement strategies to reach them where they are, leveraging networks and partnerships for maximum impact. These are the two steps that I really talked about earlier, and I just want you to know it can be that simple. If you've been in my circles for a while, you'll know how much I value simplicity, and I will always invest time on the front end to create simple systems that make life easier later. So each step that I've mentioned should maybe include 2 to 3 actions that are most likely to move the needle for your business. You get to decide what those are, but I'll give you a couple of examples. So, like for instance, under offering clarity, one action could be to streamline your service packages for easier customer understanding and purchase. So, relook at what you're sharing in terms of promotional materials and how easy is it for someone to click a button and come and buy something from you. And when you're looking at the targeted connection piece, an action could be to launch a targeted social media campaign in groups and forums where your ideal customers are active. You get to choose what that looks like. Of course, I'll always recommend batching your creative pieces to get this ready so that you're in the flow. It's the only way that I'm able to really keep on top of my own content strategy, because I'm always filled with so many different ideas of what I want to do. And there's so many different conversations we can be having around self-care for business. And I'm sure you'll find the same thing with what you do. So having a really strategic plan put together and batching your energy to do the work is magic. So that's it. Some simple steps that I've honed over time that you can follow to take yourself to the next phase of growth in business. Remember, the key to momentum isn't just in the planning, but in the doing. So take these insights, apply them to your business, and start moving towards the growth that is waiting for you. I'd love to hear how you're applying these strategies in your own journey. So connect with me on social media. Let me know. Your story could be the inspiration that someone else really needs. Now, before we wrap up today's episode, I want to extend a special invitation to you. Everything we've discussed about creating momentum, making strategic shifts, and moving towards your next level of success, this is exactly what we focus on in the Seasons Collective. This is more than just a community. It's a space where you can step into the next phase of your life or business evolution, surrounded by individuals who value personal growth, connection, and making a positive impact in the world, all without the risk of burning out. It's really crafted for the woman who embraces her value and desires to contribute from a wellspring of vitality and wellness. The Seasons Collective is a place where your influence flourishes. Within this community, you can discover the power of holistic self-care, fueling your body, enriching your mind and soul, all magnifying your impact on the world. And if this resonates with you, if you're looking for a community that supports your growth while encouraging you to also make a meaningful impact, then I encourage you to check out the Seasons Collective. For more details and to learn how you can be part of this vibrant community, simply go to the link in the show notes. I truly believe in the power of community to transform our lives and our businesses. And I would love to see you inside the Seasons Collective. Let's grow together. Let's make an impact together. And let's nourish every aspect of our lives together. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you listening. And until next time, keep moving forward, keep making an impact, and take care of yourself in the process. Big blessings.